This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Since emerging in China in December, the coronavirus has infected nearly 1 million people, and the march towards 50,000 lives lost to the COVID-19 disease is underway. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warns will be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now over 5,000. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, experts are warning Americans to brace for what could be up to 240,000 deaths in the United States. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has hit a record high for the second week in a row. As the economic toll of the coronavirus worsens, more than 6.6 million people filed jobless claims in the week ending March 28th, the U.S. Department of Labor has reported. That's nearly double the week earlier, which was also a new record. Unemployment in the United States, the world's biggest economy, has been around 3.5%, but now tens of millions of Americans are under lockdown, and most businesses in the U.S. are closed. Stocks rose in volatile trading Thursday as oil prices jumped on expectations that Saudi Arabia and Russia will ease the pressure off the oil market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded 170 points higher, or 0.8%. The S&P 500 was up by 1.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.7%. The 30-stock Dow briefly rose more than 500 points earlier in the day. WTI crude surged 24% to trade back above $25 a barrel Thursday, after President Donald Trump told CNBC he spoke with the Russian leader and the Saudi crown prince and expects both countries to cut production by about 10 million barrels. This is VOA News. As U.S. states lock down their citizens, small businesses, small and large, close, and healthcare systems strain to function, one of America's most important healthcare experts is also having some trouble. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the top U.S. expert on the coronavirus pandemic, is downplaying the receipt of online threats and uneasy encounters with admirers. Fauci has been pushing stay-at-home orders and other strict emergency measures. He has also been the target of threats from far-right groups after publicly correcting some of U.S. President Donald Trump's statements about the pandemic. Despite Fauci's correcting Mr. Trump, the president has repeatedly applauded the doctor during regular COVID-19 news conferences at the White House. Also in the United States, the government's emergency stockpile of respirator masks, gloves, and other medical supplies is running low, leaving states and the Trump administration to compete for personal protective equipment. If it comes to that, that's according to Department of Homeland Security officials. Scientists are offering more evidence that the coronavirus is spread by seemingly healthy people who show no clear symptoms, while the federal government issued new guidance warning that anyone exposed to the disease can be considered a carrier. A study by researchers in Singapore became the latest to estimate that roughly 10% of new infections may be sparked by people who carry the virus but have not yet suffered its flu-like symptoms. In response to that study and others, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is tweaking how it defines the risk of infection for Americans. The entire world is being told to use hand sanitizer to help stop the spread of coronavirus. But where to get it? According to the BBC, if everyone in the world had one small bottle of sanitizer, we'd need 385 million liters of it. Before coronavirus, the world produced less than 1,000th of that per year, about 300,000 liters. According to market analyst Arizon Advisory and Intelligence. That helps explain the problem of getting hold of it. On Amazon, the types recommended by the World Health Organization are largely sold out, and sellers around the world have been accused of price gouging, but many claim they are being gouged themselves. That's because the price of the key ingredient, alcohol, has increased dramatically. In China, where the coronavirus outbreak was born, the city of Shenzhen has become the first Chinese city to ban the sale and consumption of dog and cat meat. It comes after the outbreak was linked to wildlife meat, prompting Chinese authorities to ban the trade and consumption of wild animals. This is VOA News via remote from Washington. I'm Laurel Bowman.